Blog Talk Radio.
A licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken. Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Manapro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. Manapro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Friday, November 19th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, and get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage there at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name like the rest of us in there. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends. Talk all about our passion, backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Manapro. Manapro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that Manapro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. Manapro, nurturing life. If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try Manapro's Oyster Shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try Manapro's Oyster Shell for your pullets and layers.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own custom labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It is another great episode of Fun Friday. We have such a great time on Fridays. The weekend is here. We finally made it through another work week together. We appreciate you tuning in and chatting with us in the chat room, the live video, the live radio show. Thank you so much for joining us today on this Fun Friday. It's now time to introduce my wonderful co-host, poultry advocate and author, one and only, Pat Foreman. Hey, Pat, how you doing today?
Oh, hey, Whisperer. I'm having a great fun Friday. It's one. Everybody's got the, well, almost everybody has the holiday spirit, it seems. And I just got back from doing my errands in town, and I had such a hoot. I felt like I was in the movie Pleasantville when it's seen color. I mean, because it was just everywhere I went. Everyone was in a great mood. And last night, we had a meeting of the Shenandoah Valley Poultry and Garden Club. And I tell you, I feel like it's come of age. You know, we just started it this year, and we had a wonderful presentation. We wanted it to be educational, of course, as well as social. But we had three presentations last night. They were about 15, 20 minutes each by three different members. And one was on, because we want to do the garden as well as self-sufficient living, one was on how to make your own wine, even out of local fruits like persimmons. And then they also did a thing on persimmon pudding and how persimmons are such versatile wild fruit. And then the other one was on the a 10-year-old girl, Hannah, gave the wonderful presentation on chicken communications. And she read some from Gail Damerow's book, and she just did, we were all so proud of her. She even did imitation chicken calls and did a really good job of it. So I'm just thrilled with this club. We've got about 60 members now, and they're from all across the U.S. I think you're in it, aren't you? You follow us along anyway.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and then today with my errands, it just gets me a hoot every time. We have a local processor here. We're so lucky to do that. It's a family-run operation. And so I get, whenever my dogs, I have two little mixed terriers, whenever they start to get bad breath, I go get them dog bones, right? Mm-hmm. So we've got this standing joke. I walk in, hey, Charlie, how you doing? Hey, Pat, how you doing? Great, I want to get some dog bones. Pat, you know we don't have dog bones. We only have cow bones here. So anyway, I ended up, today was a perfect day. I ended up with about 30 pounds of all these little cut-up bones for my dog that I'll put in the freezer. And he practically gives them to me because otherwise they don't have much use for them. So then I just got back from that. And it's the holiday coming up. This weekend I'm going to help some people do process some turkeys. I'm still kind of going around helping the backyard folks, and it's the skills are just rising so fast. I've got some of the proper the stick knives or the killing knives that I'm getting people so they can do a really humane and clean bleed out for whatever they do. I know that's a little gross, but we honor the birds and we certainly appreciate them. They've been loved through their lives and we'll certainly appreciate them on the dinner table as well. So it's the holiday. I'm in a total holiday mood. Who needs caffeine when you got just a beautiful day and a holiday like today? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day today here in Atlanta. I've got a lot to do. Busy. I headed down to the I went down to the ManaPro Mill this morning. I needed to get some feed, both for the goats and the chickens, for my personal use, but also picked up some things to take to the Carpet City Bantam Club Fall Show. Next Saturday, not tomorrow, but next Saturday, the 27th, we'll be there attending, broadcasting live, we'll have some great things to give away. We've got the ManaPro 50-pound bags of lay-in pellets. We've got the ManaPro poultry conditioner. We'll have grit. We'll have oyster shell, all kinds of great stuff. So, and we will have live video at that show as well if the technology gods cooperate. Just like we did at the Ohio National last weekend in Ohio. That was cool, the first of its kind. You know, like I said, it was like ESPN for birds, live video coverage and interviews right. of the yeah, it was cool, of the Ohio National. Same thing. We're going to try to continue to do that at all the poultry shows that we visit all around the country. So this next Saturday, it is the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And so if you're just sitting there on the couch all full of turkey and dressing and don't want to really go anywhere, then it'll be a Saturday morning show, the 27th, at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll come to you live. We normally enter a lot of 4-H kids, the FFA kids, the judges, the show secretary, show coordinator. We'll even get footage maybe of some judging. We'll get footage of the birds that are there. It'll be awesome. If you can come on out, come on out. They suspect about 1,200 birds at this show, so a good substantial show, especially for a local show. And like I said, we'll have tons of stuff to give away from ManaPro and other sponsors of this radio show live on location there next Saturday at the Carpet City Bantam Club in Dalton, Georgia. And it looks like we're going to be hitting at least a couple of poultry shows every month here over the next few months. Definitely looking forward to that. In February, I got a trip planned up to Hershey, Pennsylvania. It looks like I got to book travel, I think, for that today. So I'll let everybody know kind of up in that area. There may be. I'm going to actually a dealers, I think, convention for ManaPro up there and distributors. And but there may be time for to go out to dinner with friends and fans up in that area. So yeah, I'll keep people posted on that. That won't be until February. And Pat, we're thinking about taking Amtrak up there. We love to take the train, seeing the beautiful countryside that's here across this great land. And so we may fly back because of time restraints, but we may take the train. And then it's looking like maybe this spring, for the first time, even though we had the Chicken Whisperer tour back in April where we went to all over the country. This spring, we may actually get out to the West Coast, out to California. And so if we do that, we'll definitely take the train. We'll take it down from Atlanta to New Orleans, and then we'll take it all the way out to California, probably right into L.A. and rent a car. So we're looking forward to that, too. But I'll keep all the listeners and fans posted on that. That information, so we can, so they can come out. Maybe we can get together there as well. So we've got all that kind of great stuff planned. We got a great show for everybody today. Matter of fact, today is the day, the 19th, where we're going to be giving away an awesome chicken coop. It's valued at $400 from MyPetChicken.com. The password collection for poultry protection chicken coop contest. And I made this announcement yesterday on my Facebook page because there was some confusion. And so I just wanted to make this announcement on the air as well today because there was some confusion on Facebook. So I wanted to make this fair. Give me one second here. I got to check something here real quick. Okay, perfect. Wanted to let everybody know that because of the confusion, when we did start this contest, we had not anticipated having a secret password on Friday, November 5th. If y'all remember, that was the USDA national webinar with me and Dr. Smeltzer. And so I knew we wouldn't have a radio show that day. So when we initially started the contest, we said, okay, 22 passwords. We ended up having a password for that day, actually, and so it ended up being 23 passwords. Some people didn't get the memo on that. It was driving them crazy on Facebook and Twitter because this is the first contest we've actually opened up to both Facebook fans, Twitter followers, and our everyday listeners. And so we wanted to make, you know, everybody eligible and have a good time. Well, just the confusion, so, you know, just to make it fair, and so I don't get emails saying, well, I only had 22. That's not fair. So what we're going to do today
is that if you are the correct caller, so you still have to be lucky and be the correct caller. We'll announce that here a little later in the show, what caller we're going to take. And then once you're the caller, you have to recite all the passwords. Now, if you recite 22 passwords because of the confusion with that Friday the 5th password, there wasn't a show Friday. So I think it was announced both on Thursday and on Monday when we returned. But to eliminate that confusion, if you quote all 22 passwords, then yes, you will win the coupe. If you do all 23, you'll not only win the coupe, but a very cool prize package from the Chicken Whisperer as well, with some really cool stuff in that. So there's a bonus. We will take 22. If you have 23, then you get an extra little bonus for having all 23. So that's the way we're going to do it, to make everybody fair. I don't want to hear anyone, hey, you want some cheese with that wine? So I don't want any whining. We're going to do it fair and make sure that everybody has that chance. So we'll accept 22, but if you do have 23, you get an extra bonus. So how cool is that? The chat room is as full as ever, and very good, perfect. And let me go over here and check something else. Yeah. Oh, yes, and actually, you not only get the chicken coop, if you name all 22, you'll get the chicken coop. If you name 23, you get the chicken coop and the prize package from me. But you also get, the big winner today will also get a copy of your book, Pat, City Chick.
Yep.
So it's great.
Autographed.
Awesome bonus.
Yep.
Yet. Autographed copy of City Chicks by you, Pat Foreman, my wonderful co-host. And so you get that in the coop. And if you get the 23, you have an extra, you get that extra bonus or extra prize package from me as well,
awesome,
which will be definitely worthwhile. So that's how we're going to handle that. A little bit later in the show, we also have chicken trivia. So we've got some Happy Hen Treats to give away from Randall Berkey. We have Sunflower Sensation. We have the Mealworm Frenzy. And then, of course, we'll give the coupe away. We have a special guest calling in at 12:30, Toby, the CEO of Crazy K Farms, also the maker of the Hen Saver Hen Apron. There's a brand new product that she's coming on the market with, brand spanking new, and she's going to tell us all about it. Now, you know she has the chicken diapers. You know she has the aprons, the hen aprons that she has. But today, this is an exclusive. Today, she is making the official nationwide announcement about a new product that she's come out with for poultry, for chickens. And so you're not going to believe what it is. I'm not going to tease you. I am going to tease you. But I'm not going to tell you what it is until she calls in, because you'll be like, what? So yep, absolutely. And so we'll hear about that at 12:30, half past the hour. Right now, because we have awesome, because we're giving the coupe away, we knew we would have tons of people in the chat room, tons more people listening than we do anyway. And so we're going to go to the phone lines right now, and we're going to welcome Randall Berkey. Pete, Randall Berkey has an awesome special for us. Before I do that, I'm going to get over to the website. You can too, www.randallberkey.com, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, randallberkey.com. Scroll to the bottom of their homepage and click on Chicken Whisper Special, and she's going to come on right now and tell us all about Randall Berkey's Chicken Whisper Special today. They sponsor every Friday, Fun Friday, and that's why we're giving away some Happy Hen Treats from them a little later. But they also have not just one special today. Normally Friday, Randall Berkey comes on and has this one Chicken Whisper Special that's 20% off. But today, talked to her on the phone this morning, we've got not one but two specials, 20% off, and these are specials that all of our listeners are going to need. Winter is upon us. Peach, welcome to the show.
Well, great, Andy. Thanks for having me. It's great to be back. It's been a little while, and we have two wonderful Chicken Whisperer Fun Friday extravaganza specials. The first one is going to be the heated 3-gallon fountain. Mm-hmm. That's the all-in-one unit that we've had before that people really liked. It's the 3-gallon heated water. You just plug it right in, and you're ready to go. The secondary item that we're going to talk about today is going to be the heated water base, and that's the one that you actually just put your own water on, and it you know has a built-in thermostat that comes on and keeps the water from freezing also. So we've got two great specials, both 20% off, as you stated. On your on our homepage, of course, we have the Chicken Whisperer link, and that's going to be where you click on the Chicken Whisperer, and it'll take you right to that product. On the secondary item, you will just enter the key code Whisper and be able to purchase that heated water base for that special 20% off, low price.
Excellent. And they're really good to have with the winter coming on. I mean, I've got a heated water base that I've been using for a couple of years, and it just makes all the difference. Because if you don't use the base with the double-walled fountains, the water freezes around the lip, and they can't drink it even though there's water in the fountain. So it's really a handy thing for us cold weather, cold climate customers of yours, Mayor Peach.
I know. It's great. I think once people think, oh, man, maybe we don't need that. And then once they have to get out there and chip away that ice, they want to call real quick.
Yeah. That's what I did.
Yep. Prepare now, because it's winter will be upon us. In fact, with some of us across the country have already felt the wrath of winter. But the reason why we wanted to do this, folks, is because we know many of you already are set up with your waterers. You have your existing waterers, and so you may not need another waterer with a built-in heater. You just need a heater for the waterer you already have. But some of you are just getting started. Maybe you need an additional waterer. Kill two birds with one stone. Ha, ha, ha. And you can get the All Seasons heated plastic waterer that's the 3-gallon waterer, and it's got the heater built in. So you don't have to worry about the and you just plug it right in. If you already have your waterers out there, then you just need the heated base for the waterers you already have. So we wanted to offer those both specials. Now, when you go to randallburkey.com and click on the Chicken Whisperer special, it'll automatically take you to the heated 3-gallon waterer with the heat. But if you want to order, you can also go over to the heated base. And what you do if you order online is just use the coupon code Whisper, and that'll get you your 20% off those two items. Or you can call. Peach would be more than happy to take your phone call today at Randall Burkey, and then you can specify, I want the 3-gallon heated base. And 20% off. That's why it's our Friday special. Once a week they come on and give us 20% off one specific item. And we teamed together this morning thinking about winter's coming up, what do a lot of the folks need. And then we said, well, we talked about just maybe not just the base, but let's have that 3-gallon fountain heated water as well. So that's your choices today. Now, also, if you're a first-time listener, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you get 10% off your entire order at randallburkey.com or when you call, and when you use the coupon code Whisper. These are Friday-only specials, 20% off two specific products today. But any time other than that, 10% off your entire order at randallburkey.com when you use that same coupon code Whisper. So how cool is that? Peach, very good. Thank you very much for coming on. A little later in the show when we have chicken trivia, we'll be giving away happy hen treats from you guys over at Randall Burkey in Texas. And so this is awesome, a kind of a double whammy today for the Chicken Whisperer specials at Randall Burkey. We thank you for coming on, Peach, and we hope you have a great weekend. We will not be here next Friday, Peach, because of the holiday. In fact, this is our last show before we return on Monday the 29th. So everybody here at Chicken Whisperer Radio Land, wish you and everybody at Randall Burkey a happy, happy Thanksgiving holiday with family and friends.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for having me, and you guys have a wonderful holiday, you and Pat, and we look forward to speaking with you after the week after, okay?
Sounds great. Awesome.
All right.
All right, Pat, there you go, and you are correct. It catches you off guard, even here in Atlanta.
Yep.
There's been just about every year there'll be about a week of days where I have to go out and take and heat up some water on the stove and go out and pour it in my water. We got wise, though, and now we keep a waterer inside and one outside. We have like 5-gallon waterers. So we'll keep one or two. We'll keep one or two inside, and then in the morning we'll go out. Obviously, they'll be frozen. We'll bring those in and take the ones that are unthawed out to the coop. And then, of course, when those freeze the next morning, we'll bring those in and take the ones that thawed out inside out that morning. So it's just there's ways to do it. But if you don't have time, it's cold out, it's aggravating, your lips are chapped, and you don't have any chicken poop on, you don't have any chicken poop to put on them to prevent you from licking them, then this is the way to go. So you don't have to go out there and heated water is water 24/7 for your birds, even through the harsh winters. So keep that in mind. Awesome, 20% off. You got two choices at randallburkey.com. So how cool is that? Thank you, Randall Burkey, for supporting the show and saving our fans some moolah. saving our fans some moolah as they do. All righty, another thing I want to let all our fans and listeners know, you know, if you're a regular listener, right now we have a charity auction going on for a great group down in Florida called Give Kids the World. And we have an auction going on right now with BidBird.com. I'm going to bring Jesse on. He's going to tell us about some of the products they have at this auction. This is 100% for charity, folks. And so we've got tons and tons of things donated from our sponsors. You go and you bid on these, and 100% of the bid amount goes to Give Kids the World. We welcomed them on the radio show this past Tuesday. They told us all about their fabulous facility down there. And these are kids that you know, they're battling with cancer. They're battling with leukemia and all kinds of issues, health problems in their life. And this is a place they can go with other kids that are in the same boat they are. And just get away from it all. And so you know, we do occasionally on this radio show pick or have a fundraiser to benefit charities. I think it's only right that we do that. And it is the holiday season. So we're going to bring right now Jesse. He's the owner of BidBird.com. We're going to bring him on. He's going to tell us a little bit about some of the things that we have that will surprise you, actually, for this charity auction where you can go and bid. And then 100% of your bid, the winning bidder, goes to the charity. Jesse, welcome to the show.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Pat. How you guys doing?
Yeah, great, Jesse. Thanks for coming on. You're doing such wonderful things. I was just looking at your website, too, and my goodness, the variety of birds and bids that you have available on there. It's absolutely incredible.
Go ahead.
Nice website. Yeah, go ahead.
We've got a big push from both you and Andy, and it really is a team effort, and it's the whole community, the poultry community, coming together. We are all stewards of our hobby, so what a perfect way to show that that we care. We're not a bunch of animal hoarders. And by the way, Pat, if we raise X amount of dollars, let's say $4,000 for this charity, can we get you to drink a whole cup of coffee on the show?
Oh gosh, I wouldn't be able to contain myself if I did. I'd be a motor mouth. Andy wouldn't be able to get a word in.
So
I don't know. I would have to. I don't know. I might have to have something to bring me down. For our listeners at home, this is kind of an inside joke. Once a week, I have a cup of coffee at the co-op after the farmer's market, and I just get absolutely high as a kite because I'm caffeine-free otherwise. So it's something I look forward to.
On those Wednesdays, when Pat does have her half a cup of coffee, she comes on the radio show, and the first thing we hear
Oh, yeah, baby.
She goes a little crazy when she has that half a cup of caffeine, let me tell you.
Oh, that is funny.
Oh, dear.
Hey, Andy,
yeah,
you remember in the chat room the other day when Jason Pettit was on, the winner of the Ohio National show, there was some talk about buying your birds and entering them in the show or hatching them out, raising them yourself to show. Well, one of our featured auctions is Jason was just incredible enough to donate a trio. So you know what? You could do both. You could either enter them directly into the show or you could breed them yourself for next year's shows. They're currently listed. They're currently at $200, so we're thankful for that one. We've got Muscovy ducks up there right now for $10, a pair of Reeves pheasants, complete incubation system. There's a exhibition quality of white calls. The hen is directly from Art Lundgren's line. There's a nice painting up there of a rooster out on the range. It's a series of 1 of 3 that'll be that will be available through this charity auction. And then, you know, we have some items that do not have bids yet, which is, you know, we really like to get bids on. There's 12 rare red Sussex chicks from Hodges Farms. They were gracious enough to donate them. If you haven't seen red Sussex, they're beautiful. We've got some silkies on there from CJ Silkies, some old English game bantams. There's about everything on there. And Andy, it's going to be changing. It's very dynamic. Some auctions are going to be ending this Sunday. New ones will be added, and this is going right through for another 3 weeks. So if you've already checked, keep checking because things are going to change, and bid often on it. Andy?
Absolutely. And like I said, 100% of that bid goes to Give Kids the World, which is a great facility, again, for children that need to get away from it all and get and have some fun, get away from chemo, get away from the radiation, get away from the hospitals and the IVs, and get down there and have a banana split and have fun and take rides. And their whole family goes, and which is awesome. And so I know that you and I'm going to try. I've got it on my calendar. I'm going to try to get down there to visit on that 20th, so we can present the check to them in person, get that on video, put it up on YouTube, and show everybody how awesome it is. And I'd love to visit the facility. Maybe I could even get a banana split and take a few rides and enjoy some of the kids that are down there as well, and say hello and meet some of them. What a great facility. So 100% of this charity auction goes to Give Kids the World. So yes, you are correct. Bid generously, bid often, and check back, because a lot of the bids will end at the end of the week, and we'll have other items from our sponsors that are donated from people all around the country the next week, and the same thing with the following week.
Exactly.
But I think that trio of related to Grand Champions, she's got a trio from the same kind of family of his Grand Champion at the Ohio National, Best in Show, The Bird, and you can get a trio and then start breeding yourself from that great quality stock of white Leghorn Bantam chicken. So how cool is that? So, visit often. Go ahead.
Remember when we had Pam on, the unique thing about Give Kids the World is Pat helped me out. Wasn't it like 97 or 96 cents of every dollar actually went – that they have donated, 96 cents actually goes to it instead of administrative costs. 96%.
Yeah, I mean, they only have I think she said 15% is what their overhead is, and that's absolutely exemplary. Usually, sometimes it's up to 50 and even 80% for some nonprofits, but they really get their value for the money that's donated. And obviously, they've got a lot of volunteers, and they're just dedicated. So you get a really good value for your tax deduction when you donate to give the Kids the World. So that's the other thing, of course, is all this would be tax deductible. So keep your receipts and give them to your accountant or when you do your taxes. So and that's dollar for dollar off the bottom line. If you make a donation, it's a tax savings dollar. Instead of going to Uncle Sam, it can go to a really good cause like Give the Kids a World.
Right.
So there you have it. Hey, Jesse, I didn't realize you had books on here as well. I'm sure my publisher would be more than pleased to donate some books for this cause, and on BidBird. So.
You know, it doesn't have to be necessarily birds. I mean, for this charity auction, or even in general, when this is over, we do have a non-poultry items, you know, for tractor items that Andy likes. But, you know, if you want to donate something, it doesn't necessarily have to be poultry-related. You know, and Andy said something just a couple of minutes ago about, you know, kids to get their mind off chemo. You know, going back to when Pam was on, wasn't that just a wonderful story that girl at, was it 5 years ago, went back to her doctor, says, you know, you don't need chemo. You need to send kids down to Give Kids the World to get them better.
Absolutely. We're finding that out more and more. You know, doctors say, oh, it was a spontaneous remission. We must have made a mistake. But it's really because they probably got some joy into their life and realized that they can be happy and joyful. So, and she said that's happened time and time again, where they've either had a much longer time than they were given. I don't know why anyone should put a time limit on some sort of thing. I think that's cruel, but it does have a healing to be joyful and be in a fun place like that. That's been proven over and over again.
And can you imagine these kids when we let the chicken whisper loose on them for the day?
Oh dear. Andy, you cannot take their banana splits from them. That's just not right. So you can get your own. But yeah,
they can download all those little wave files to make all these interesting sound effects. Is wonderful.
Fun. Absolutely. I can't wait to go down. I think it's going to be great. I'm really, really going to try to make it happen. So we'll see as the days go by. So, Jesse, thank you very much for joining us today from BidBird. And, folks, get over there to BidBird.com and bid on that charity auction, because 100% of the proceeds goes to a good cause. Okay. Let me do one chickens in the news, and we'll go to the phones, and we'll bring Toby on from Crazy K Farm. She's going to tell us about a brand spanking new product that is going to make you go, that's going to make you go, really? So, but she's going to describe it and tell us what it's about. It does have a purpose, and we'll get to that. One thing I want to share with you, because all the regular listeners of this show on a regular basis, whether it be the podcast or when you listen live, here we go again. All I can say is, here we go again. How many times do I have to bring you these stories? Chickens in the News is brought to you by MeyerHatchery.com up in Polk, Ohio. Huntley man shoots and kills dog attacking his chickens. Yep, here we go again, Pat. How many times do we have to do this? Huntley. A Huntley family put a sign in their yard calling their neighbor a dog killer, but he says he shot the golden retriever only after it attacked his chickens. Lori Montaigne says that on November 4th, her dog, Riley, escaped an invisible fence around her five-acre property on Station Road, either by running through it or because the batteries were low on the electric fence. She did not know Riley was missing until animal control officials showed up at her door to say the dog had been shot. I was hoping maybe he was just shot in the rear or something. She was wrong. Yes, the dog was wrong for being there, but I feel like he could have come and got us or shot her just to wound her. But the neighbor, Mark Zielinski, said he previously had confronted the family after four of his chickens were killed, possibly by two dogs owned by their daughter. Also, Zielinski said that about a week before he shot Riley, he had fired warning shots when he saw her on his property while he was hunting. So right there it shows me it's not just because the batteries were dead. It's not just because that she ran. I mean, this sounds like it's a habitual problem here with this family of irresponsible dog owners. Zielinski said he researched local ordinances to see whether it was allowed to defend his livestock with a firearm and suggested to animal control that a copy be sent to the Montaignes. Zielinski said his wife had alerted him that the dog was attacking the chickens. One was killed and another injured. He said he fired several shots at the ground before unloading his gun toward the dog. Just wounding the dog would have been inhumane, he said. That's the worst thing I could have done. Zielinski said, I don't want her to suffer. It's not her fault. Yeah, you got that? It's not the dog's fault. It's the owner's fault, period. Lieutenant John Miller of the McHenry County Sheriff's Office said there were no charges filed because Zielinski was defending his property. Miller said Zielinski had a valid FOID card, which is a firearms license, and legally owned the gun. Still, Montaigne expressed frustration over the law, saying a member of the family has just been shot. She and Riley, who was almost 6 years old, had the dog since it was born. We feel like there's nothing we can do but to let the neighbors know that there's a dog killer in the neighborhood, she said. I don't think I should be right for me. It's animal cruelty. Zielinski said he had received harassing phone calls since the incident and wanted them to stop. I'm sorry that it happened, he said. I really like dogs, but I think this was already beyond control. So let me go back to a point here, folks. And it seems like every other month we have a story like this somewhere across the country where an irresponsible dog owner is not responsible for their pets. And so she puts in here, right here, I want to make this point very, very valid here. It says, Here we go. Still, Montaigne expressed frustration over the law, saying, a member of the family has been lost. She had Riley, who was almost 6 years old since the dog was born. Well, you know what? Chickens can be pets too, Mrs. Montaigne, okay? So when your dog comes and kills our chickens, many people name their chickens. Many people have – these are their pets, just like your dog. They're named. They may name them Fred. They may name them, Pansy and Jacqueline, but these are pets too. So I don't understand why people don't think that chickens can be pets just because they're chickens. They probably love their chickens just like you loved your dog. They're named and they're part of the family too. So I don't see the difference. I find this story every time we bring it to you. It's interesting how they discount the value of a chicken's life versus a dog's life. Hey, don't get me wrong, new listeners. I have two dogs I love very much, Penny and Marianne. I do my job to keep them contained in my yard. Yes, if they happen to get out, if they happen to get shot, because it's my fault, not the dog's fault. I have to take full responsibility of that because I was a irresponsible dog owner. But story after story after story after story, we hear the dog was a part of our family. Some of these people's chickens that these dogs are killing, going under the fence, roaming dogs, people let their dogs out, they don't think about leash laws or anything like that. And here they are killing chickens, and these chickens, yes, could be the pets. If someone instant messaged me, what if it wasn't chickens, what if it was a toddler? And somebody mentioned today on the phone to me when they saw this story was that how many times do you hear of a chicken getting loose and killing a dog? Everybody's always concerned about chickens coming into a neighborhood or chicken laws, but they allow dogs and they allow cats. Well, if a chicken gets loose, it's probably not going to maul a three-year-old girl to death. The little chicken's not going to go in and attack your little schnauzer and kill it. And I don't think it's ever happened in the history of man. So that just really irritated me with this story. We bring you these all the time because we hear them quite a bit about these irresponsible dog owners that just let their dogs out and say whatever. But then they discount the life of this chicken because it's a chicken. And I eat chicken quite a bit. I don't eat mine. They're my pets. I have them for eggs, composting, fertilizer, insect control, education, and, of course, the pet factor. My wife has several of them named. So these folks that when they hear their dog killed a chicken, oh, well, it's just a chicken. And you shoot their dog, and they're like, oh, it's a member of my family. Well, you have to understand, dog owners, that chickens can be pets. They can be named, and they can be a part of the family as well. So that's the one thing I wanted to address with this particular story, that we've seen a kind of a pattern regarding that people discount the life of a chicken or that a chicken could be a pet and a part of a family as well. Pat, what do you say again on this issue? I'm tired of reporting these, but I will because they continue to happen.
Yeah, well, there's a missing piece to all this, Whisper, and that is as a society and as dog owners as well as dog handlers and neighbors with chickens about teaching dogs, even if they get out, not to go after the chickens. Because you can teach a dog, and they will understand, assuming they've got any kind of training at all and they know what no is, that even though they see a chicken, that doesn't mean they have to go like orangutans and marauding and killing. I know my neighbor's dogs, I offered to dog sit. I said, let me keep your dog for a weekend. I'll be glad to. And then I can indoctrinate them to the flock, and they can understand that they'll come in sometimes, especially that little Jack Russell, sweet little guy, Bradley is his name. He'd come up and of course they're supposed to be, oh, he's a Jack Russell, he just can't help himself. But that's not true. So with Bradley, I got him used to the chickens, he understood that they were no, and he does get out occasionally, and now when he comes running up here, because my house is like a magnet for dogs and animals, but when he does come running up here, he'll sort of dash by the chickens and come to me for a biscuit. I mean, he doesn't bother them at all. So I think if we get, as a culture and as neighbors, understand training dogs to be around chickens so that even if they come on the property, they won't automatically be a death sentence and then these kind of awful things happen between neighbors. So and I've been thinking about this a lot, Whisper, because it has been a constant problem. And I think we're going to add to one of the courses sort of, where we're doing the Chickens and You series, add a course on pets, especially dogs, around chickens. And that also includes cats. Because cats can easily be trained to leave the chickens alone. So that's what I think is we just need to learn more as a culture and get these skills to manage our animals, and that's currently lacking.
Let me add. And our children manage our animals and our children. So I need to add that in there. Totally unrelated to the Chicken Whisperer radio show, but while you're talking about people being responsible for their animals, I think I need to add that word children in there as well. Anybody who ever been to a restaurant lately can definitely relate to that. Absolutely 100%. I hate to bring these stories to you, but I do.
Let me add one thing about Kids Whisper. You're absolutely right. And my neighbors, the kids come over. I mean, when they first started to come over, they'd scream just for no reason at all, a little drama queens. And I would say, look, you're not only teaching the chickens to be afraid of kids and people, but it's also incredibly annoying to me. So anyone that screams, I want you to leave. I'm not going to put up with it. I don't want to have the chicken scared. If you scream, just go away. But you're welcome. If you're quiet and you don't throw and you're not allowed and throw things or just be gentle around the chickens. And it took several tries, but they know now that if they come over here, they better not be, or I don't care what it is. I don't want to hear any ads or whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, like I said, a totally other subject, but you are correct. Parents need to take responsibility for their kids, too. And y'all know, in the chat room, you're voicing your opinions here. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I'll sit in there be enjoying my dinner and with my wife, trying to have some peace and quiet, and they're just going nuts. They're running up and down the aisles. They're running around the table. They're throwing food everywhere. And I want to look at the parent, and I want to say,
"You are an idiot!"
That's a "you idiot"? Is that what that is?
Yes. Drives me nuts.
That's the ha 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 part. Oh, God.
Okay, we're going to go to the phone lines right now. This is what I was telling you about, this new product. And, yes, you're going to hear this correct, the name of this product. But Toby, the owner of Crazy K Farm, sponsor the radio show with their Saver Hen Aprons. They also have the diapers for the chickens. We're going to welcome her to the show right now. And, Toby, welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
Well, hello. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Toby.
Yep.
Hello.
We've been talking about this product on the phone and through emails and voicemails and whatnot, and so I thought today would be a great opportunity for you to come on, and I know you've got a little bit of laryngitis going on, so we won't keep you long, but I had shared this with one of our, or maybe a handful, maybe five of our meetup members here in Atlanta, and they looked at me like, "What? Really? For what? Are you kidding me?" And so yeah, I think it's brand new, and why don't you just go ahead and tell us the name of the product and then what it is for, because it does have a purpose.
Yes, it does. I kind of feel like I've gotten into chicken underwear. You know, I first started with those diapers, and now I've moved on to
Victoria's Chicken.
Victoria's Chicken. Look, Victoria's Secret has nothing on my chicks, okay? Because I have introduced, or I'm about to introduce, it's not on the market yet, it will be very shortly, the Birdie Bra.
The Birdie Bra.
Now, you would be asking yourself, are my chickens that well endowed that they need to be, you know, lifted, supported, and separated? But the point is, I actually made this in response to requests. And when I had first gotten this request, do you have a crop bra? Can you make me a crop bra? Now, I can make anything. I just have no idea what it is. And then one of my girls got sick. She got a pendulous crop. She had a slow crop, almost, you know, crop stasis, and her crop was hanging, and she was unable to digest food. You know, the food never left the crop, and I took her to the vet, and she needed antifungals because basically once the crop slows down like that, it tends to sort of ferment, and it's not very good. It's very bad for the chicken. So they gave her, you know, antifungals and all kinds of things. They said, you're going to have to get that crop up. And typically, from what I understand, my vet did what other vets do. They take this vet wrap, and they wrap it around your chicken, and the chicken can't move. The chicken looks miserable. And the vet wrap then sticks to itself. Doesn't stick to the chicken. It sticks to itself. And it also sometimes contracts. So the chicken was very uncomfortable, kept falling off. So I devised a crop bra for her, which lifted that crop. So it supported the pendulous crop. And one thing that had happened is when she had gotten the pendulous crop, she also was being pecked at by the other chickens. So what I've done is I've made this crop bra to not only support it, and it lifts. It supports in one direction, so it's unique. it lifts. It doesn't spread. It lifts it up. But also we're offering it in different colors, so different color panel on there. And what that does is make your chicken look fashionable, but also it adds a little bit extra protective layer for other chickens or self-pluckers. So if other chickens are pecking at the chicken, chest area is a common area. It gives them some protection. And it also stops self-pluckers from plucking on their chests. And we are going to be making these in a variety of sizes, but it's going to be usable by all different kinds of birds, including parrots. And there's a lot of parrots which self-soothe by plucking to the point where they're actually mutilating themselves. And we're hoping that this can help even the smallest parrots. And in fact, it's very common for hand-fed parrots, baby parrots, newly hatched parrots, to also get crop stasis. So we're going to make these really tiny. We're going to have a really tiny size available for those little guys because there's nothing out there. There's nothing on the market.
That's a genius. That's absolutely brilliant, Toby.
Thank you.
And so each one then has to be handmade, obviously, and sized to the size crop. But
well, the fabric I use is it's a stretchy fabric. Both all panels. Basically, there's a supportive panel. So I mean, the whole thing is supportive. Then you have a panel on the outside, which also stretches. So that's the supportive one stretches. Then you have the colorful outer panel, which is right now we're offering them in black, a dark green, brown, and then wine colored. And that also stretches. And then we have another offering, which will be like a fleece liner. And that also stretches. So what we'll be offering would be one size for most standard chickens. That should fit any standard size chicken because it does stretch. And also the straps stretch. So it'll accommodate a large range of sizes. And then we'll offer one for bantams. And then we'll offer one for parrots, and then one for smaller parrots and one for babies.
Wow. Huh.
Yes. And they are handmade, but they're not custom made. They don't need to be custom made, but they will be handmade. I've got a contractor here in the U.S. It took a long time to kind of figure it out. I think Andy and I had been talking about this for a while. The one I made for my chicken was very functional, but it was ugly as hell. It was really ugly. And, you know, and she was a fashion violation. You know, I had to separate it from other chickens. I would never have taken a photograph of this chicken wearing that thing. So,
is it on your website?
Oh, no.
No.
So what we've done is we had to, it took quite a while to determine, well, what kind of fabric can we use that doesn't fray? What, you know, how do we make the straps so that they're inherently strong and adjustable, and you can, and they're wide enough that they don't actually cut into the chicken, so you can take them and size it to your chicken, but it's not going to cause pain to the chicken. How's it going to do? So it was a lot of thought that went into it. And then once I figured out the fabrics, we had trouble sewing them because now you've got stretchy fabrics, and they're, it was important that the fabric not stretch in one direction, but that it only stretch in the other direction because that's where you get your support. Otherwise, it's not going to lift the crop like I want it. You know,
hey,
everybody who wears a bra knows you want to lift it. So my birdie bra.
One comment in the chat room was now we have a, hang on, fashionista, chickista. Fashionista, and then we have a fashion faux pas, and we've got all kinds of great comments in there. But they're like, hey, great idea, very cool, never heard of a pendulous crop. And then they were asking if they were going to come in underwire.
Yes, that was the question coming up. Bard Rock said, does it need an underwire for that extra special lift for those special occasions?
That's the ingenuity of the inventor who has figured out this fabulous fabric that you get the lift without needing the underwire. But it is important. I know, all kidding aside, we're laughing about it because it is pretty funny, and when you see my logo, I think you'll love it. But this is a problem that is very common, and it causes death. So
yes.
Basically, we're saving lives. Crop stasis is a pretty serious problem, and the pendulous crop is a serious problem. And I had people calling me whose birds were, they're basically, they become emaciated because they can't eat. I mean, they're eating. And it's very sad to hear about a bird who's died of this. It's a very horrible, painful death because they starve to death. And their crop gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and they're starving. So it's a medical necessity.
Well, tell me now, when you give it that support, can it eventually empty out and clean itself out? Is this a cure as well as a long term?
Yeah, you know, I've had this discussion with my veterinarian, and it really does depend on what's causing the issue. Sometimes the crop can become so stretched it will never go back. So it will. Your hen or he, your rooster, will have to wear a crop bra for life. On other times, there's just been some kind of a bacterial infection, some kind of illness that slowed the crop down. And now you just need to support it until that illness goes away and the crop can regains its strength. But in lots of cases, you know, people don't take their birds to the vet, and it could be a blockage that may unblock or may not. And in that case, it's not going to save the bird's life because that blockage can get worse and worse and worse. All this is going to do is lift the crop so that the food can get from the crop out of the crop. But if there's something that's causing the problem beyond that point, a tumor, a growth, some kind of blockage, then it's not going to save the bird's life. It's going to keep nutrients going out of the crop and into the bird. And in that case, if the crop bra is not working, then that tells you you've got to take your bird to the vet. So it's kind of a flag that says, hey, something's really serious with my bird, and I've got to get him to the vet because the bird continues to lose weight.
Huh.
Or the crop's not emptying because the blockage is further down.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that's very creative. Very creative. Hey, Andy, have you ever had a chicken with pendulous crop?
I have not.
Yeah, we had it. There's some breeds have a tendency towards it, especially the high commercial burns, because they'll just keep eating, and if you feed them just a little bit, they'll gorge, and then they just get bigger and bigger. But yeah, wow. Well, very creative, Toby. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, when can we expect the crop bras to be out? The birdie bra.
The birdie bra, also chest protector. Oh, you know what, Andy, didn't you mention you did have a bird not with a pendulous crop but with a bald chest?
Yeah, absolutely, I do. And because we had talked about that earlier, and she pulls all the I guess she's a self plucker, as you described it, and we saw that a while back. And what we did was we put some toys in there and some treats and things like that to keep her occupied, and it actually grew back just about to where you couldn't tell. And then once they got rid of the toys and things that we put in there for them to keep them busy, then it came right back. So we think she probably has ADHD, probably, and attention deficit disorder, because and maybe a little OCD as well. So, but yeah, that's one reason why I'm anxious to get one of these products to try on her, see if we can get some of those feathers to grow back.
Yeah, because I think that's...
And to protect the area, too. Protect the area from her and other chickens that may want to peck on it.
Right, and this is the other use of this item. So right now I've got about 5 of them in different colors, and I have to actually put them on my models and take the photographs. They will probably be made to order for the next few weeks because it takes a while to get your stock up. So I would say... in about a week and a half, you should be able to go to either the Crazy K Farm website or the Hen Saver website and click into the store and place an order.
Awesome.
Great. Sounds
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah,
you can go and.
I was going to say, by necessity, I've got to. I always try to keep our prices as low as possible, but I also have to maintain a high quality. And the fabric that we use is very expensive, and I do pay all of the people who work for me as contractors are either stay-at-home moms in the U.S. or they're stay-at-home women having to take care of farms. And I have to pay them a living wage. And so given those two constraints, I've got to also make at least a dollar. I've got to make a little bit of profit on these because you can't be in business and make nothing. So my prices are always set based on that.
Yeah,
and so
and everyone should know that each one is handmade. I mean, there's no sort of factory lines just cranking these out with using kid labor or anything. It's each one is unique, I would say, because it is handmade.
Yep, that's right. And so right now the price is not set. I'm trying to find out if my seamstress, because I'd like her to try to make them a little faster so I could lower the price a little bit. But really, it depends on what she needs. So right now, if I were to set the price today, I absolutely would not be able to come down below about $20, $19.99.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
For a handmade piece of specialty support like that, I think that's very reasonable.
Oh, that's good. I think that you want to have a win-win situation, and when you manufacture an item, it has to, of course, the end the end user is who you're making it for, but you've also got to remember everything you hold in your hands is made by somebody, and that person had to be paid, plus somebody had to design it and buy the fabrics and test the fabrics and figure out a way to make it work. So there's a lot that goes into pricing that I think people don't understand.
Yes, yes. This is not a Walmart item, everybody. This is a high-quality specialty product. And I think that's a very reasonable price. I'm surprised it's not more, really, Toby.
Yeah, you know, I just can't do it. I know that many people said, well, why don't you raise the price on the kitty holster? They're selling so well. I said, because then less cats will be able to use it because the owners won't be able to afford it. So the mission of my company is to be able to make the highest quality item possible and then set the actual sales price, the retail sales price, as low as possible and still keep the business running and making a profit. But I don't see that there's any reason. I think that when companies sort of get too hung up on profit, they end up alienating the user, or you suddenly realize that you're making an item that, at least in my case, that is most of these items are safety items. And so now the owner of that animal can't afford to get a hen saver for their pet chicken, and they can't afford to buy a kitty holster for their cat. So who's suffering?
Mm-hmm.
The chicken, the cat. So.
Well, thank you very much for coming on and telling us about that new product. We'll be looking forward to coming out. I know it has a great purpose to serve for many different purposes, and so we'll look for that. And you can go to hensaver.com, and that'll be a direct link to their website. Look at their hen saver and the diapers and the new birdie bra. So, Toby, thank you very much for being a sponsor of the show. Thank you very much for coming on today and sharing that information. And we hope you have a great weekend and a great Thanksgiving week with friends and family.
Oh, yes, and to you all as well. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Toby. There's something in the mail to you, by the way. It ought to get there probably next week.
Okay, I'll be looking for it.
Super, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. All righty, folks, we're going to go to a short commercial break. When we come back, we'll start our chicken trivia. We've got a couple of prizes to give away, some Hen Saver hen treats from Randall Berkey, Sunflower Sensation, Mealworm Frenzy, and then we've got to get to the big chicken coop contest and see who's going to win that awesome chicken coop from MyPetChicken.com. All righty, so stay with us, folks. We'll be back right after this short break.
Looking for something? Find it online at BidBird Auctions. BidBird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists. With so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made BidBird Auctions their new home. And get sold on BidBird.
You need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensea. Technology you can trust.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers.
They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallburkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallburkey.com.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
Designed for starting and growing game birds, turkeys, ducks, geese, and broilers, Manipro's Game Bird Showbird Crumbles feature 24% protein and a combination of vitamins, minerals, and yeast culture. This complete feed does it all, from growth and weight gain to healthy development and even improved digestion. So next time you're starting some new birds, try Manipro's Game Bird Showbird formula and see the difference.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is, of course, poultry advocate and author Pat Forman. And today is Fun Friday, and we have some prizes to give away before we get to our coop contest. And, of course, our prizes are brought to you by, today on Friday, randallburkey.com. Okay, first trivia question for the day. First trivia question of the day. Your answer has to match ours, so you may not find the right answer on Google, but this comes to us from our radio show technical advisor, Dr. Bridget McRae. All righty, so 347-637-3237 is the call-in number, and what we're going to do is, and if you're listening live via the radio, I'm going to warn you right now, when we go to the coop contest, I will be clearing and hanging up on everybody in that's on board to make it fair. You will all of a sudden, it'll say, phone disconnected. And so I'm going to clear the switchboard when we go to the big coop contest. But for right now, we're going to take caller number 8. Caller number 8, here's the question. This is for Happy Hen Treats Sunflower Sensation. How long does a usual molt last on the average chicken? And again, average, but there's a specific date. And this comes to us from the Avian Bowl book and tests. But again, our technical advisor, so you got to get this. How long does a usual molt last on the average chicken? You may think you have the most unaverage chicken in the world, but we're looking for how long does a usual molt last on the average chicken? If you think you know the answer to that, give us a call, 347-637-3237. We're going to take caller number 8. 347-637-3237. This is for a Happy Hen Treats Sunflower Sensation. And this is how it works. If caller 8 doesn't know the answer, we go to caller 9. 9 doesn't know, we go to 10. 10 doesn't know, we go to caller 11. So getting this information down here, getting ready to write down the number. Let's see. And Pat, you still with us?
Yep, I'm here. I'm here.
Very good.
That's what I was trying. I was trying to think how long. I had one chicken that I swear was molting for over a year. She just couldn't seem to grow her feathers back. So it's kind of, I'm not sure what average is. And others go through so many different stages of molting. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna. I'm looking forward to seeing what you come up with as an answer.
Well, sure, absolutely. And this is, I guess, scientifically proven. And so we're looking for a specific amount of days. I will give you that, a specific amount of days. Let's just, and just for time purposes, because I want to get the coop contest, we'll just say if you can guess it within maybe 5 days. We'll give you a little bit of leeway there. Within 5 days, how long does a usual molt last? And if you can get it within five days of the correct answer, we'll go ahead and give that to you. Sunflower Sensation from RandallBurkey.com. We're gonna go, and remember, when you call in and you want to participate, you have to press 1 to talk to the host. So you call in. It's if you want to participate in the contest right now, this question, then when you call in, you press 1. That will let me know you want to participate with this particular contest versus the versus any or you're just calling in to listen. So how long does a usual molt last on the average chicken? We're looking for particular days. And we're about to go to the phone lines here in just a second. Remember to press 1 if you want to have a crack at being caller number 8 and answering this question. Looks like there we go. All righty, you're live on the radio, caller number 8, calling in from area code 540. It's not you, Pat, another person from 540. You're caller number 8. State your name and where you're calling from.
Melissa Beavers, Culpeper, Virginia.
Melissa?
Culpeper.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
how
hey,
are you?
Lois, we're in the same area code there. Is it Lois? Is that right? L-O-I-S?
Excuse me?
Is your name Lois? Is that what you said?
Melissa.
Lolissa.
Melissa. I'm Dry
Melissa.
Pond. I'm Dry Pond's little sister.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
Well,
what do you think the answer is for the how long does the molt last, a usual molt of a chicken? You want to give it a crack there?
I'd say about 14 days.
Nope, and you're not within the 5 days, so I cannot give that to you. What we're going to do is we're going to go and then go to the next caller who is in queue. Sorry about that, Melissa. You were close, but like I said, we were going to give you that 5-day leeway, and we'll go to the next caller, caller number 9. All righty, caller number 9, you were live with Andy and Pat here on Backyard Poultry. Caller calling in from area code 270. 270, you're live on the air. If you'll state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Barry Jones from Wingo, Kentucky.
Barry, all righty, from Kentucky. Perfect. And what say you? How long does a usual molt last on the average chicken? What's your guess?
25 days.
We will accept that. We've got 21 days. Actually is the answer from the Avian Bowl / our technical advisor, Dr. Bridget McCray. So that is correct.
Oh, yeah!
All right.
That is
cool.
Perfect. What I'm going to do, Barry, is I will give you a call after the radio show. I'll get your shipping information from you then, and then I'll get it over to Peach at RandallBurkey.com. They'll send you out some happy hen treats. How cool is that?
That's wonderful.
Awesome. Well, hey, I appreciate you listening today, and good luck with the coop contest. And we'll go on to our next question here very quick. We'll take caller number – I'm gonna go up a little bit. I'm going to say caller number – when you call back in, remember to press 1 so I know you're wanting to answer this question. Lots of people are probably going to know this one. So we'll take caller number 12. Caller number 12, what color eggshells are most often obtained from dual-purpose breeds or dual-purpose hens? What color eggshells are most often obtained from dual-purpose hens? 347-637-3237. This will be for the Mealworm Frenzy, a part of the Happy Hen Treats line at RandallBurkey.com. Get this down, Mealworms. Mealworms, 347-637-3237. What color eggshells are most often obtained from dual-purpose hens? That's the answer that we're looking for. You don't have a whole array of choices there, but it may trick you. You just don't know. So it may be tricky. You just, you know, you may never know. What color eggshells are most often obtained from dual-purpose hens? Caller number 12. 347-637-3237, and for Mealworm Frenzy, 3,250 mealworms. Yum, yum, yum. I know that because I counted them when I was munching on them watching a football game last Sunday afternoon. Tastes a little gamey.
A little gamey. Oh, boy. I wonder if they actually have a little mealworm counter that sort of counts them as they dribble down the way we could count pills in the pharmacy.
Must be. That may be what it's. All righty, here we go. Let me get down here to caller number 12. Then we're going to go ahead and give away a coop. Oh, let's see. Oops. Never want to hear that when you're calling in. Oops. just when we got on the airplane. When we got on the airplane to fly back from Ohio to Atlanta, I know things you don't say over the intercom right before you take off, and the pilot says. We're going to be pulling them back from the gate now. Our auxiliary power unit is not working, so we're going to have to go ahead and crank up both engines to at this point. And me and Jen look at each other, and they're like, huh? So, things you just don't say. Ladies and gentlemen, our auxiliary power unit doesn't seem to be working, so we're going to have to crank up both engines to pull away from the gate. Okay, I'd rather not know that. Oh, man. Some of those things. I'm going to make sure I get this number right so I can call them after the show. All right, here we go. Caller calling in from area code 406. 406, you're on the air with Andy and Pat. If you'll state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yay, this is Kathy from Bozeman, Montana.
Kathy from Montana. Out in Montana.
Oh,
very cool. Beautiful country. Beautiful country out there. All right, you don't have a huge mecca of choices here for the answer, but what color eggshells are most often obtained from dual-purpose hens?
I'm going to say brown.
That is correct. It is brown. I try to trick everybody by saying it may not be obvious, but it is right. It's not white. It's not green. It's not blue. It's not olive, and it's definitely, the darker. But, yes, brown is correct, and so you've won some Mealworm Frenzy Happy Hen Treats line from RandallBurkey.com. Kathy, I will give you a call after the show. Your shipping address, send that over to Wonderful Peach at Randall Burkey, and we appreciate you playing today and listening, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Great. Thank you, Mandy.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All righty, folks, it is now time, the time we've all been waiting for, the big chicken coop contest, the password collection for poultry protection. Password collection for poultry protection chicken coop contest here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We have given away more chicken coops than anybody on the planet here on this radio show. We have given away more chicken-related items and goods and prizes on this radio show than anybody else on the planet. Bottom line, we give away a prize just about every single radio show. We give several away every Friday. And this is probably our seventh or eighth chicken coop we've given away in less than 2 years. We're coming up on our two-year anniversary. This radio show, it will celebrate its two-year anniversary the first Saturday in February, and we hope to have a humdinger of a show there, maybe live on location somewhere to celebrate. So we're very proud of that. Thanks to our sponsors. We wouldn't have sponsors if we didn't have you, our listeners and fans from Facebook, Twitter, and on this radio show. So how cool is that? So, like I said, everybody's wanting to dial that number and see what it's all about, but what we're going to do is, like I told you here in just a moment when I announce the caller number, if you've called in right now, you will be disconnected. I've got to clear, I got to make it fair, and I have to actually clear the entire switchboard to make sure that that everybody has a chance to actually win. So we're going to be doing that here in just a moment for everybody. And like I said earlier, because of the little bit of confusion on my fault, that when we started this contest on the 19th of October, I said there would be 22 passwords because I didn't anticipate having a password on Friday, November 5th because of the USDA national webinar I participated in. But we did end up having a, even though there was no show, we did have a password on that day. So if you're the right caller and then you have all 22 passwords, then you will win the coop, of course. If you have all 23, you'll win the coop. And, of course, not only the coop, but you'll win Pat Foreman's book, City Chicks. But if you're caller number 23, if you name all 23 secret passwords, then you get the coop and the book and a special prize package from yours truly, the Chicken Whisperer. So we've got that going on. So if you happen to not be participating in the contest, but you just called in to listen, then please call back to continue to listen because I'm about to clear the phone lines. But what we're going to do is we're going to take caller number right now. You have to be the lucky caller if you know all the secret passwords. Caller number 19. Caller number 19 at 347-637-3237. caller number 19. Everybody has been disconnected from the call panel, except for you, Pat, of course. So now you have to call back, and the lucky number, yep, everybody is getting a funky message right now that says, you have been disconnected from the show. Please call back, or something like that, whatever it says. So like I gave everybody fair warning that I had to completely clear the switchboard to make it fair. People started actually calling in about an hour ago to try to win the coupe, which is great, and I appreciate them listening. But to make, we did this last time we had a coupe contest. You remember, Pat?
Mm-hmm. I do.
I do. We cleared that, and and everybody's like, hey, what happened? Hey, what happened? Let me get in the chat room here. Everybody's probably going wild in the chat room going, pick me, pick me.
Yeah, get it. My hands are numb. White knuckles.
Everybody's like, okay, hurry. Hey, stop,
well, it is,
stop
it's
giving
a huge gift. I mean, it's a huge prize.
Yeah.
A $400 coupe.
Yeah. Stop giving me a hard time.
Oh, God.
Okay, hang on just a second. Oh, God, look at the switchboard. It's amazing. All righty, here we go. Man, I wish I could take a picture of it, but then everybody's numbers would be announced. So let me get down here to caller number 19. You know what's funny? And I'm going to tell everybody this. They're like, golly, why did I hang up? I'm looking at caller 19, and then I go to write caller number 19 down, and it's a different number than I saw earlier. So somebody must have hung up. So here we go, caller number 19. Now, folks, don't hang up, because if they don't get it, guess what? I go to caller number 20. If 20 doesn't get it, I go to caller 21, and then 22 and 23. So don't hang up until we, you know, that you, they've announced and we've got the winner. So caller number 19. Give me 1 second. All righty, here we go, folks. It's going to take a minute to go through all these secret passwords. Here we go. All righty, caller 19, you were on the air with Andy and Pat for the Chicken Coop Contest. Caller calling in from area code 860.
Yes!
860.
Andy!
Hey!
Andy, this is Walter up here in Connecticut.
Hey, Walter. All right.
Good deal. You ready for the passwords?
I'm ready. Let's roll with it.
Okay. You got Silky, Bantam, Comb, Waddle, Beak, Roost, Egg, Incubator, Brooder, Predator, Chick, Pullet, Cockerel, Broody for November 11th, Coop, Yolk, Shell, Hatchery, Carton, Scratch, Feather, Vent, and Spur.
That's exactly in order the way I have it, and that is all the passwords that actually I have on my list here as well. So, Walter, you are the winner of the awesome chicken coop from MyPetChicken.com, valued at $400. And you also get Pat Forman's book, City Chicks, autographed, mind you. And since you got every single password, you'll get a special prize package from me as well.
Sweet.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
You're calling from where?
Connecticut. Well, up here north, up here where it's getting cold.
Very, very cool. Well, I know that you're pretty much a regular listener. You're in the chat room quite a bit when you can be, and we do appreciate that. Well,
oh,
we
good
had
deal.
Tons and tons of people listening today, participating on Facebook and Twitter, and they wanted to call and try to. Hey, we're gonna have more coupe contests. I promise you.
This is sweet.
Working with My Pet Chicken, Derek and Tracy over there, they've just about allowed us to have a chicken coop contest every single month. So we'll see if we can't maybe have another one here and maybe give away another coop to make somebody's Christmas very, very happy this year. We'll see if we can't do that. We'll contact Pet Chicken and some of our other sponsors as well to see if we can't get that. So very, very, yep, absolutely. And someone was asking, what was the area code for the first number that called 19? And I didn't even write it down, and I couldn't remember. So
that's good for me.
Yeah, somebody, and that happens occasionally. You know, I'll look up and we'll be talking, and I'll see, yeah, caller number 19 was area code whatever, and then we'll go back, we'll get ready, and we will, and then I'll go to write it down, and it's, but you can see that how it fluctuates. So call in, hang up, call back, try to get maybe they think, well, I'm only caller number 10. Maybe I'll try to call back and be 19, and then they'll try to time it exactly. Hey, we've all tried to play radio show contest. How cool was that? So
this is the only place I've ever won anything.
Yeah,
anything. I never win anything except here.
Wow.
And it's sweet.
Excellent. Well, Walter, are you the Walter in the chat room?
Yep, that's me.
Okay.
That's me. I'm always running my fingers in the chat room commenting.
That's good. We love the comment.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Love it.
How many chickens do you have, Walter?
35.
So what are you going to use this particular coop for? It, like I said on the Facebook page.
I just won some silkies on Bidbird. I won the two white silkies and the black and blue silkies on auction. So I got them
Great. Coming
up. So I'll need more room because I have a lot of silkies too.
Yeah, that's perfect because this one is 3 to 4 large fowl birds for this coop that you've won, or I would say around 6 bantam breeds. For this coop, so that'll actually be perfect. But people often say, "I've got 35 birds. That coop isn't going to help me any." But you got to think about when a broody mama, you know, putting mom in there, broody hen and her kids in there until her chicks until they're ready to go outside. You can use it as an isolation coop for sick birds.
Especially the silkies. Silkies are very broody. Mine are very broody.
Yeah, so this is going to be perfect for exactly the birds that you've won at bidbird.com. So how cool is that?
It's definitely cool, definitely.
Awesome. Well, Walter, this is a great great Thanksgiving gift for you here.
Yeah.
As we approach the weekend, and we appreciate you being a longtime listener. And everybody, don't give up because we, like I said, we give away more coops and more prizes here than anybody else on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
And we have fun. And we try to participate and have everybody participate. So, Walter, thanks for calling.
Okay, I'll get you my info on Facebook.
That sounds great. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great weekend and a great Thanksgiving. How about that, Pat?
That's wonderful. Congratulations, Walter. And he named them boom, 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 right in a row. Even got the order right, according to my notes here.
Yeah, me too.
Good.
Yeah, my notes too. The order was it was amazing. So I was going down my desk calendar, making a check mark. So congratulations, Walter. Thank you very much for that. And Walter happens to be a longtime regular listener and chat room chickeneer, as we call them. And so, folks, we've got about 3 minutes left. So while I have your ear, if you're a new listener or you're new in the chat room, thank you very much for tuning in today. Very, very briefly, we don't only talk about chickens on this radio show. For example, the first and third Monday, we have a show called The Preparedness Show with Aaron Mackley, talking about preparedness, water storage, food storage, solar cooking, dehydrating, things like that. The second Monday is the American Bantam Association. The fourth Monday is the American Poultry Association. Tuesdays, the second Tuesday, we have the Society for Preservation of Poultry Antiquities. And then we've got on the fourth Tuesday, the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy comes on. Wednesday's awesome. First and third Wednesdays of every month, an awesome garden show called Your Garden Show from yourgardenshow.com. The second and fourth Wednesdays, it's Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown, founder of First State Vet Supply. Thursdays are no exception. The first and third Thursday, Dr. Bridget McRae, Ph.D., poultry scientist. The second and fourth Thursday, Richard Frudenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine, comes on and talks about sustainable lifestyle living, solar powers, wind power. We talked about predators on the show, geothermal heating. Awesome, awesome show there. And then every Friday we have special guests, and we give away lots of prizes to our listeners on Fun Friday. So it's not just about poultry. It's about the whole backyard poultry show, poultry sustainable lifestyle show that you're listening to. And we broadcast Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio, and some Saturdays when we go on the road. So let me tell you, because we won't be on the air again, this is the last show until Monday the 29th. But tune in next Saturday. Next Saturday, Carpet City Bantam Club in Dalton, Georgia. We will be broadcasting live there on location. So very, very cool. And so on behalf of myself, my co-host Pat Foreman, all of our sponsors, all of our fans, listeners, and chat room chickeneers, we'll see you hopefully Saturday the 27th, but definitely Monday the 29th at 12 p.m. We hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday with family and friends. Pat?
Yeah, great. Yes, we're going to have a whole week off there in Thanksgiving. That's I'll miss it, I must admit. But everyone, with Thanksgiving coming up next week, you know, don't forget to appreciate all the birds, both in your backyard as well as on the tables, because they certainly serve us all throughout all the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all the birds. And, of course, appreciation to you, Andy, for bringing us all together here. Without you, we wouldn't be here on the show. So thank goodness for the Chicken Whisperer. And, of course, thanks to our chat room chicken ears and all our listeners for clucking along. It really, really brings so much, and we wouldn't have a job if it weren't for you guys. And, of course, blogtalkradio.com, thank you for providing the radio, chat, and the video services and these amazing technology that brings us all together. And so, everybody, once and for all and forever, may the flock be with you, and happy Thanksgiving. We're grateful to you all. God bless everybody. Thank you.